Greetings, my friend. This is the brain of TV's Pinky in the Brain. And you are listening to the Nerdcast. But what you're really listening to are subliminal messages saying, I will obey brain. I will obey brain. I will obey brain. I will obey brain. Yes!
Welcome to a very special edition of the Nerdcast and Sexy Nerd
Hold
Science.
Hold on. We gotta restart. I'm gonna set a new recording. That way I know which one it is. You're just gonna edit out the first 45 seconds of yours.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Nerdcast and Sexy Nerd Science. It's Iggy here with Josh and Drew. What's up, guys?
Hey, Iggy.
What's up, everybody?
Hey. We are at O Comic Con. If you can't tell from the background noise, we are at O Comic Con 2018 Podcast Arcade, brought to you by Nebraska Furniture Mart, where great furniture doesn't equal great savings. So, yeah. Awesome. It's Saturday morning. We got here early to record, but they were testing wrestling, so that doesn't really make for some good recording. But we're excited. I'm thrilled. I'm excited to be here, guys. Excited to join you on your lovely, lightly used black couches.
Lightly used.
Black sofas.
The casting couches.
Some assembly required.
Some
couches.
Assembly, yeah. Casting couches.
Some assembly needed.
So what are you guys thinking about Comic-Con so far? We got a day done? Day one done?
In the bag. Go ahead, Josh.
I really feeling like, because this is, you know, our fourth O Comic Con that we've been present for, third O Comic Con that we've had a Sexy Nerd Science presence at. We've been talking a lot about it, but I think our confidence level for this con is the highest of any con. Like, I'd be confident going anywhere in here talking to anybody.
Right.
Just being like, hey, like, we're Sexy Nerd Science with Project Nerd. Like, what's up? Where's our interview?
Or even just leave out the Project Nerd part at this
point. I mean, you can. You guys are your own brand
as
well.
You guys, that nice booth podcasting setup that's right next to Project Nerd's, you know, case
setup.
Yeah, our
amateur setup over there. I mean, so for some clarity behind that for our listeners, we're setting up on Thursday. And for those that have followed the Project Nerd evolution or de-evolution, however you want to phrase it, over the past couple years, We really targeted the past couple of years our conventions at selling comics and pushing Project Nerd Publishing. So our setup has not catered to the blog and podcast lately. So this is the first time in a couple of years we've set up
this podcast.
Yeah. So all you other awesome podcasts over there are setting up nice setups, especially you guys with your couches and the big 10x10 banner and the rug and the coffee table and the giveaway and the little Coca-Cola mini fridge over there too. Like,
that's right. Dale would be so impressed.
You got the works going. You guys did a great job. Dale, be proud of your boys. And I'm putting together a table with a black tablecloth and just throwing microphones and cords on top of it.
Hey, listen, you've got a blue tablecloth couple blue cords.
I had to shift it there. So I call Tyler up and I'm like, before you get here, Tyler, I feel like... I mean, if you're listening to us, you obviously think we're decent. So I feel like we have a good size audience that appreciates us at some level. You know, and I'll get to this in a minute. We're there. We're not great. We're not bad, but we're there. And I was looking at our table and I'm like, man, we look like amateurs, beyond amateurs. So I freaked out. Luckily, Sexy Nerd Science, being part of Project Nerd as well, and their own brand, independent as well. They're good kids. They're independent. But they still love their parents. Really, the guy's got to blow up balls. Like, he's got to... So the loud noise interrupting us is we're next to the AC/DC Big Ball booth. What's the company?
I think the company is...
I can't remember the name of it now.
Like, the Versus Ball Company or something like that. VS Balls. But it's a Zorb. It's basically a Zorb. It's the giant inflatable... soccer balls and
they do like hamster ball races. Like, yeah, the inflatable soccer. They also do inflatable like foot races as well.
And by the way, company, if you hear this, we have a lot of listeners in Omaha, so you're welcome for the plug.
For real, yeah.
And also, I mean,
what a great way to get
hit us on the Josh podcast.
Just annoy us on the backside, right? Anyway, so what I was getting at is our booth did not look great. Looked amateur. Sexy Nerd Science swings over. We merge our forces, come together to form one mega booth that has outshined everything else in Podcast Arcade. Sorry, amateurs over there.
And Nebraska Furniture Mart.
We
are three deep right now.
We are. Did you mean that in booth space?
I meant in booth
okay.
space.
Okay,
yeah,
I was curious.
Well, I mean, and there's three of us where right you're now going. Recording, too.
I mean, there's a lot of ways you could have gone with that. I don't know. Just making sure.
I just meant that our presence takes
up three
full
booths. We're a family podcast. Family podcast, Josh.
You're a family podcast. We're
explicit. We're not really. Especially when Tyler's on it. So 20 minutes later, the point being, we have one awesome setup, and a big part of it is to you guys in purple, Sexy Nerd Science. We love you guys. But anyways, if you listen to us and we're going to be at shows in the future, here is the chance to get back to us. We ask every week for you, obviously, to give us feedback, and we rarely hear from many of you. But we know you're out there, somewhere out there. And
we can track your IP address.
Right. Actually, we don't even do it. Podbean tracks it for us. So anyways, if you would like to see us do a new setup, we're obviously open to ideas, especially for 2019, as we are going to focus again on the blog and podcast. Wow, that was a long, boring, like off-topic thing when we were just talking about how Comic-Con is.
We'll definitely get some pictures of the setup once everyone actually is in the booth correctly, and there's more than just the three of us here.
Well, it's difficult because, I mean, we're all doing interviews. We got panels.
Yeah.
I've got my daughter here this weekend, so a little extra work for us there. We're running Project Nerd, obviously running the cosplay area. What's up, guys?
Ooh,
and of course, the cosplay contest, which is tonight. If you're listening to this, it's not tonight. But when we're recording this, it's tonight, and
we've
we'll
got
be
that
emceeing
to
it.
With.
It's exciting.
We're still having a good con. We'll see how it goes tomorrow after the cosplay.
Well, Sunday's always the best day at O Comic Con because you get the corgi room in the morning.
That's right. We start the day off with puppies.
Lots of puppies. And speaking of puppies. Where's the shout out to the shelter?
Muddy Paws Second Chance Rescue here in Omaha is going to get in contact with us to kind of do a monthly or weekly adoption type segment for us and everything.
And there's another puppy right there.
Look at that puppy.
We're talking about dogs right now, and then one walks by. Coincidence? I think not.
So it's definitely
Seeker dog. Oh, did you speak of dog? Here I am.
Yeah. So yeah, they're gonna get in touch with us so we can do some
Money Paws, correct?
Muddy Paws.
Muddy Paws.
Second Chance
Money
Rescue.
Paws, Muddy Paws. Anyways.
I mean, it's gonna be Money Paws.
Money, money, money. They have a Saint Bernard here
making
this weekend.
Money moves.
Which is the biggest, cuddliest thing. The best part about it is Tyler gets his lunch, like late lunch, sits down at our table with two burgers. And the St. Bernard comes over, and my daughter's petting the St. Bernard. And the whole time, he's, like, tugging the owner or, like, one of the volunteers at the leash to try to get closer and closer to Tyler with the burgers.
To get them
and
burgers.
And the drool just start. You just see the stereotypical St. Bernard drool coming down. And it's, like, I'm surprised we didn't put a wet sign out in that spot, basically.
Wet floor.
A wet floor sign. Yeah, I left a word out.
Wet sign.
We have one of those,
too.
We'll just get a piece of paper, put it in the puddle, and it becomes a wet sign. Thank you very much.
Gosh,
it is very possible to do that. As we're talking, though, I also want to point out, we're talking, it's early, but the room's starting to fill up. People are coming in. We're starting to see a lot of cosplay. We've seen Lady Loki walk by, V from Vendetta. I spot Red Hood and Captain America right now.
Lady Castiel, too, as
Lady,
well.
Yeah, Lady Castiel. Some Harry Potter going on here. Slytherin, looks like. We got a Bernie cosplayer coming up behind us. He cosplays as a cosplay handler. That's Bernie's cosplay this weekend. A number of good costumes roaming the floor. I really like O Comic Con cosplay, and I want to give a shout out. It was a rough going this week as we had a lot to figure out, but Kelly, the volunteer that helps with the cosplay competition, is really putting in a lot of effort to make O Comic Con's cosplay competition like a craftsmanship, like competition.
So it's basically just really focused on people crafting their own.
Yeah, so it's not you just get on stage and get judged for that. There's a lot of time that gets put into it all day Saturday. So we appreciate the cosplay judges, the other volunteers that are helping. And it allows people to really, who are focusing deeply on their craft, have a place in the Midwest, a competition in the Midwest that's growing, to really reward those that are putting in that effort.
Yeah. We definitely enjoy people who craft their own stuff and spend the time.
Speaking from two losers of the Omaha Okotmacon cosplay contest, me and Drew. Loser. Yeah, it's pretty tough competition out here.
What were you dressed
up
as, Drew? I remember, I remember Link. Josh's costume.
I was just Link.
You were just you?
He was Link from State Farm.
Oh, that's right.
Link from State Farm.
Because he had the khakis and like,
okay,
like
I remember
business
now.
Casual Link.
I remember now. I do. Okay.
It was a quick closet cosplay.
It was good though. Like it was like really.
Yeah.
Like,
now as soon as you said it,
Link
I did.
Link from State Farm. Like, what are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
Khakis. Like, perfect.
And I didn't mean to say like Josh is Zap Brannigan, like shadowed it out. It's just you don't forget that Josh cosplay is Zap. Like,
no, you don't forget that Josh had his little and bits his, almost falling out.
And it's his fanny pack with it too. He had his pink fanny pack.
That's the best thing. Like,
I think that's the thing that makes it.
If fanny packs existed in the Futurama universe, like Zap Brannigan would have one.
I agree.
Confident.
Do you think they don't exist or do you think they just phased out over time?
I don't understand. Like, it's the wear of the future. It just hasn't caught on yet.
You feel like deep in the future they would have, like, thrift stores. Or, like, like in the movie Back to the Future, there was, like, that one. And the second one, when he goes to that store. Is it really bad in the headphones that when they're blowing up the balls?
It's all right.
Okay. So we'll just call it out each time then so the audience knows to deal
apologize
with it. And doesn't think we're just terrible. But anyways... You know, in Back to the Future 2, he goes in and buys the almanac for the sports stuff, and it's like this store of like all this old stuff. Like, there's like a Kirby vacuum in the window and all that. Like, so do you think Zap would like wander into one of those stores, find a bright pink fanny pack, and be like,
I think it would be a traditional fanny pack, though. I don't think it would be like Josh's.
There was an episode of Futurama where there was a character who was competing against Fry in a science contest. Mm-hmm. And the character's name was Josh Geji. Dark, like, hair, glasses, nerdy, like, sends things into space. Like, all the things that I've done in my science career. And so, I'm just like, does somebody know that I love Futurama? Like,
so do you think Matt Groening secretly spies on you? Or do you think that your parents have molded you over time to become a Matt Groening character, knowing that at some point in time your futures would intertwine?
I would like to think it's the first one.
Okay.
Because like that,
it's more flattering.
That makes me, yeah.
Yeah, it's more flattering. Matt Groening has cameras in the Gebby household.
Did you Google Josh Geji?
Yeah, it's here. So Drew's got the picture pulled up. It's a little Josh Gebby, that's for sure.
And I'm just like, this is the closest thing to famous I'm ever going
to
get.
I think you need to cosplay him.
Josh Geji?
Do it.
You need to get a terrible black wig. Big old black wig.
It's like in the cartoon, like it looks like it's almost like a brownish, though. Like I've seen that picture. It looks black.
You know what I'm saying.
How do you like have giveaways in your pink fanny pack? Do you have giveaways for people that recognize the character when they see you cosplaying it?
No.
Not too much.
You just give them a car.
Like, you get a car. You get a car. Everybody gets cars.
Like, before I had my own identity, like, I was just the pink guy. Like, in high school, I wore a bunch of pink, and I'm currently wearing pink shoes and pink pants or shorts.
You said
right
that
now.
Before you had an identity. That sounds like an identity right
now.
Well,
now, like, I've molded myself around the pink.
Okay. I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have
a friendly show here.
As opposed to the pink molding itself around you.
We all have our, we all have our colors.
Yeah.
Like, blue has become my color because of Project Nerd. Like, so I have my blue shoes on.
Drew always
obviously
looks good
the blue
purple
shirt.
Too, so.
Yeah, Drew's definitely rocking purple. Purple socks, the purple shirt.
But.
Purple grayish hair.
In high school, it was tough guys
I
wear pink.
I found my first gray, Josh.
And I had, like, pink fishnets.
Wait, what?
I was a pretty goth kid in high school.
Oh my
so like,
gosh, you're goth but wearing pink.
I had a hot pink, like day glow hot pink fishnets.
Are there photos of this? Somewhere, probably. Yeah. I want to see this.
He had these.
I used to have like shoulder length hair too.
He used to have this bright pink spandex pants that were like skin tight, and let's do an episode
in the future, maybe even this weekend. That's just a flashback episode, and we all talk about our high school phases, like
when I had four different colors in my hair.
Oh my gosh!
I like tighter
quadded.
So for people who haven't seen me, I obviously have a shaved head, a beard, and I wear a T-shirt.
Wait,
and
hold
cargos.
On. Pause. I have. That's a very contradictory statement. For people who haven't seen me, obviously I have.
Yeah, I shouldn't put the obviously in there. Okay, so anyways, that's what I look like. Do you want to know what I look like in high school? I had a buzz cut head, and I had a stubble because my mom didn't let me grow a full beard. She's like, no kid of mine in high school is going to have a full beard. And then,
could you grow a full beard in high school?
By the age of about 13, 14, yeah. It's a family thing. And then I would wear cargo pants and T-shirts. So I have not – the evolution of Iggy, at least appearance-wise, has not changed –
just a little bit more beard and a little less hair.
15 years, yeah. Exactly.
Took it from the top.
Yeah, I decided instead of a buzz cut, I'll go for a clean shave. And now that I can grow a beard, what's up now, Mom?
Yeah. Get at me now. Tell me I can't wear a beard.
Abraham Lincoln had a beard.
Abraham Lincoln did have a beard.
Yeah, that was like four scores ago.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard. Josh had like these Dayglos tight pink pants, super tight, and he'd fit water bottles in them, and it would literally bulge out.
So I went to Warped Tour one year, and like I didn't have pockets, but I realized I could fit like several water bottles in my pants, and because they got progressively tighter as they got to the ankle, like they couldn't fall out, like they were stretchy up top and like. Narrow.
I love everything about high school Josh.
So there is a picture of me on the internet on my Facebook currently where I'm at Warped Tour with like some Trojan guy gave me a free Trojan Ecstasy T-shirt that I was wearing.
My
hot pink pants. And then I found somebody's sweater and wore it as like a wraparound cardigan.
Oh, man.
I just want it like Warped Tour attire and like. It's been hot and sweaty.
And you
all
say you
day.
Don't like ska. Like the only thing I can imagine you doing in that outfit is dancing to ska.
And it was moshing and like getting up front and.
No, but I imagine you like ska dancing. Were you kicking out the legs and?
It was mostly emo.
Nodding the head.
I liked my emo.
Did you like just stand there and kind of sway your shoulders left and right with your head down?
No, I did a lot of jumping, a lot of pushing.
Yeah, yeah.
Every once in a while, you'd like crowd surf and just sing along and stuff. And I was
this year I saw Bouncing Souls and Mustard Plug. And yeah, I definitely don't have the same enthusiasm at a concert that I did like 15 years ago. Because exactly, there was a lot of dancing when I went to shows in high school. Or I'm sorry, a lot of jumping.
Yep.
Not so much jumping now. More head nodding, fist pumping still. I still get into it a little, but like in a young man, an old man trapped in a young man's body would.
So the hot pink fanny pack, though, when I would wear that to concerts, I would literally hold up my fanny pack and like people would recognize the fanny pack, and to the point where like I can follow one of my favorite bands year round, and go to any one of their shows in Chicago, Michigan, Kansas City, St. Louis, wherever, hold up the fanny pack and they know who I am off the fanny pack. I'm sorry,
I'm looking at the photo of you right now
from Warped Tour.
The thing I love most about it is this Josh looks older than current Josh. Like, he looks older. Does he not? Like, look at him.
It's that punk life really hardens
you.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe.
You don't look like a teenager, that's for sure.
That was like, what, 2010 there? I mean, it was 8 years ago.
I mean, it was 2009. 2009?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
When I was a young kid,
how loose that fanny pack was.
My father took me into the city.
Yeah, you definitely are emo. And back to Comic Con. This has been good. No, this is how we do it. Like, we just recorded our podcast on a panel, and after we got done recording, Tyler on stage goes to me and goes, man, that's the most random episode. He goes, we were really random in that episode. And I was like, Tyler, I have 158 other episodes where we were really random in as well. Like, that's all we do. So
yeah, I was like, you described every podcast ever.
What I wanted to bring up was Eddie of Daydream Instruction Manual and I think 30 other podcasts. Like, he's on every podcast known to Omaha outside of Sexy Nerd Science. Is kind of the head of Podcast Arcade. So thank you, Eddie, for putting this together. But I'm not calling him out, calling somebody else out that was talking to him. So we wanted to talk to Eddie about some rearranging of things. So I walked up to him, and I'm walking up to him while he's talking to a guy, and I'm walking up behind the other guy. And as I'm walking up, I can hear the conversation. So the other guy goes, you know, the nerd podcast, Nerdcast? And Eddie's like, yeah, Project Nerd and the Nerdcast. Well, that's Eddie.
No, I was asking if it was the other guy.
No.
That's not the...
I need the other guy to know. I saw him wander by when we were recording. I want to find him, and I want him to record this review that I'm about to give you guys from him. So this is our first review at Ocom. Not only OComicon 2018.
That guy's got a fanny pack. Sorry.
It's our first review ever. He says that in a positive way because he has a... Actually, the
it's
picture
on
over
picture
here.
Here.
Yeah. So... The first review of us ever, spoken review at OComicon in 4 years. As I'm walking up on the guy, he comments further on the Nerdcast, not knowing that I'm with Project Nerd and walking up behind him, and says, yeah, I listen to them some. They're not good. They're not bad. They're just kind of there. And as I walk up, Eddie goes, oh, hey, Iggy from Project Nerd, to like obviously curtail the conversation, knowing that we're being talked about in a negative way. I really appreciated the review, and I want the guy to cover it. But my favorite thing about it is that we go to do the panel. So the panel is us recording a podcast episode. That's what it's marketed as. That's what we did. The second guy to walk in the room for the audience is that guy. And Bob and I are on stage setting up, and we didn't even have to speak a word. We just looked at each other and started laughing. And it was fantastic because he totally interacted. He laughed at some of our crappy humor and seemed involved in it. So I feel like at least for that episode, we were good, not just there. But if you ever explain to somebody the Nerdcast, well, what's that podcast? Like, what do you think about that podcast?
Put
it into words for you.
They're not bad.
They're not good.
There.
He's behind
they're
you.
They're not bad. What is he doing
he's
back there?
He's in the red.
Oh, he is. He is back there.
It's like he's
but
back
John,
there.
Too. John, come join us. We got an open mic. We're recording right now. We got to open. Thank you. Come sit down. Join us. We're recording an episode.
It's just as glossy.
Oh, are you saying my head is as glossy as the postcard you're holding up next? Oh, you're comparing there?
It's probably made from crushed insect.
It felt John. It's been a little longer since you shaved compared to that card.
Yeah, one day. This has been one day. I shaved yesterday.
Growth. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
I did, so that's the thing. Like,
the turtle wax wears off. After
I look like every... The joke is we have friends who run Club Cosplay Denver. They're named Greg and Sarah. And when somebody asks Sarah, well, what does Greg look like? She's like, every other guy in Colorado, shaved head and red beard. It's like, that's... And I'm like, yeah. And the best part about it is I make this choice because anytime my hair grows back in a little, people are always like, you don't look like you're bald. Why do you shave your head? And I'm like... Well, one, I've shaved it long enough that now I'm concerned when it grows and it's going to be gray. So I'm just happy
right,
keeping it shaved.
Yes.
Two, I can show him a picture of my adult brother who had a full head of hair and it was just curly as could be. And I'm like, that would probably look worse than anything on me.
Yeah, I had a joke with my students that if all of you get a 5 on the AP test, I will shave my head. And they were like, really? I go, A... That's never going to
that's
happen.
That's not
right. That's like
looking at you, certain students.
I might as well bet if any of you jump to the moon, I'll right. shave my head. Like that's about the same likelihood. But
and then
but
you taught them all how you could physically jump to the moon, so that at least get that one question.
At least
around.
Get that one calculation.
Yeah.
The trick is you got to remember when you're jumping, you're not jumping to where the moon is, but where it's going to be when you get there. That's not the trick.
Hashtag science.
That would be a trick.
Hashtag science.
Right. But the other thing is, yeah, I'm at an age where I feel fortunate to have hair
right?
on my head, you know? And so I could be like, yeah, I'll shave it. It'll grow back. But I feel like I'm at an age now where Mother Nature would just be like, oh, you think it's going to come back?
Right.
Let's have a big horseshoe right up there on top, brother.
Friar John.
It's like those times, like I think Matthew McConaughey is the example there. It's like, how many times has he lost weight, gained weight, changed appearance for a movie? And then he just got old enough to where it's like, he's still a good looking guy, but obviously all that alterations, like, it's like you said, Mother Nature was like, sorry, not this time. Sorry, not this time, man.
Yeah, you could only pull that back so many times.
Yeah. However, at the same time, I can't insult him, because if you put the two of us nude, high, banging bongo drums like he did that one time when he got arrested, most women would still flock to him over me. And he definitely has 15 years on me, so I can't really say anything.
Oh. And he drives a Lincoln, I'm pretty sure.
Obviously.
And he rolls boogers.
I hope he drives
fingers.
A Lincoln. No, actually, I want to see him drive like
a Buick.
Yeah, not even.
I want to hear what his voiceover would be for driving an old beat up Volkswagen, right? A VW thing through. And he's got a
hey everybody, I got the thing.
I feel like we've got a new
voiceover.
Here's a new YouTube series happening. We're gonna go out and record like on dirt roads too, like not like nice roads or anything, like dirt roads, so dust is flying up and everything.
Right.
And somebody that's like a Matthew McConaughey lookalike can be standing in the middle of the cornfield and like make some obscure comment and laugh.
Right.
And then we're like, Buick, like used Buick.
I want to come up with like the different voice for each car. Okay. Like each car has to have its own unique accent that you have to have. Like if you're just driving the old pickup truck with truck nuts on the back. You know?
Matthew McConaughey could still work for that one. He's got the Texas accent.
I could do that. That would be half the school I teach at could do the voice for that one. There. So, yeah, I don't know if they get a group discount on the truck nuts or not, but it seems must.
I was trying to think of something funny for like a gremlin, like an actual gremlin to be like the announcer and the car. Because they're both just really ridiculous vehicles.
The gremlin, don't drive it after midnight.
Oh, yeah.
Do not get it wet.
Don't drive it in the rain.
The gremlin going into the car wash. You're like, no.
It comes
and
out
on the
nice
other side. We've got a whole series of YouTube videos here. You drive the gremlin into the car wash. You go to the other side of the car wash. There's like five gremlins sitting
there.
This
is somehow turned into a marketing podcast.
Right?
You look at the car wash. It's all nice and everything. And you look at the end. It comes out and it like peeks into the car wash. And the like... Bitcoin.
That's what we. Bitcoin. Yeah, screw Bitcoin. Bitcoin is where it's at. It's eight times better.
And it's BYTE.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, if it's eight times better, right? But
coin's got a little bite out of it.
But you guys, you're joking about that. But like all the cryptocurrency, what's the one? I think it's Snoop Dogg that's marketing. Well, there's Snoop Dogg's marketing like some new like marijuana Bitcoin type
one.
I can't remember what it is.
Pot coin.
It's like pot coin. It is something seriously like that. It's like hemp coin or pot coin. And they have, like, I'm pretty sure it's Snoop Dogg or it's some other, you know, rapper that's known for weed that's marketing it. And it's like,
Cheech.
But it's insane the money you can make off of cryptocurrency.
Except if you're Russ Hanneman.
Right.
Russ Hanneman invested $3 billion in cryptocurrency.
He did it for, like, 10 companies. And out of one of those, he got some money back. Nine of them were massive failures. But they're looking for an actual thumb in the dump. We're going way too far into Silicon Valley for those that haven't seen it. Spoilers for the new season, by the way.
Yeah, they do have a pot coin.
Is it pot coin? Okay.
Yes. It looks like the PayPal P with a little dash.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the one. So they have like some famous person that's either behind it or or market it, like being paid to market it. I don't know. I feel like we're in the wrong business. We can do Podcoin, start some podcast
What
currency.
Are the chances we could get Lindsay Lohan to be on one of the VW bug commercials?
Like, he's still on the car market.
I'm just trying to bring it back here, and I was just like...
For those of you who tuned out for a minute, you're fine, because we're right back where it was.
Exactly. So for those of you that are listening to the first time to any one of our three podcasts, that's normal. That's normal.
Did we forget to introduce John from the Worst Comic Podcast?
No, when he was walking up, I said, it's John from Worst Comic Podcast Ever.
Oh, yeah. Good.
We didn't give him a really good introduction.
I appreciate that. Just the fact that you got the name of the podcast right, because our sponsor never does.
Obviously, for those listening, can tell by just looking at his shirt, right?
Right.
Right. For all our listeners out there.
Which he remembered to bring for sale, too.
Right. That's right. Yeah, I didn't do that either. I had like four shirts left. So.
I'm in the same boat, though. I was explaining it earlier on this,
episode
we're recording.
Right.
This is the first time in like 2 years that we've set up like a podcast booth, because we were trying to do the publishing stuff and all that for a while. So when I showed up this weekend, it's like it was anybody's guess whether we had the right thing for this part to go to the booth or not. I'm like, well, there's one bin back in Colorado, and there's one bin here. What is in each bin? We're about to find out. So thank you again, Sexy Nerd Science, for supplying like half of our bungee clips and table covers and all that stuff. So
hey, you got some of it back.
Yeah, well, Bob made a Walmart run. That's why.
If you didn't open the bin, it would contain everything you needed and nothing everything that you needed at the exact same time.
Schrodinger's
bin. Until you open up the bin.
Right. It's, yeah. It's a quantum container.
There we go.
I don't want to spoil too much for Ant-Man and Wasp for those who haven't seen it, but I will say the most commonly said word in Ant-Man and Wasp is probably the word quantum.
Oh, God.
So you just throw in...
We didn't really spoil it because in the second trailer they released after Avengers Infinity War drop, the most spoken word in the trailer was quantum as
well. Right, exactly. Yeah, if you want to make science sound really complicated, just keep throwing the word quantum in front of everything.
Was it that movie? I feel like quantum recently I watched mechanics. Something where he's like, are you guys just throwing quantum in front of everything?
Oh,
I think he says it in
the
that
trailer.
Movie.
He says it in the movie too. Yeah, okay. Because sometimes you'll see stuff in the trailer that doesn't end up in the actual movie you're waiting for, and it's like, wait, that never happened. I was fooled.
Which, speaking of, I saw Sicario, the second one, Deus, and that's exactly the I walked out of there, I'm like, if you watch the trailer, it's a different movie. Like, I'm like, the movie I just came out of has not been advertised for this year. It's a completely different movie.
I just feel like they have a bot that afterwards in the script, just they just have a bot that just goes in and randomly
picks out keywords,
quantum, and just throws it in there at random spots.
Directors have learned to, at the end of the script, in white font, put keywords to make sure that they get pulled and put into the trailer by the trailer bot.
This is so perfect because Ant-Man and Wasp are right there.
Yeah. Ant-Man Wasp! Woo!
We're talking about you guys and your new movie.
You guys look so quantum.
So quantum.
The episode that is your hair.
I'm putting it in here as a reminder right now. The episode of this, whenever I do air it, will be called So Quantum.
So Quantum.
So Quantum dash John. That is the name of the episode.
It's the season that was both there and not there.
Right, it's going to be referenced for the rest of the weekend. And people are going to be listening to these recordings like 2 months later and be like, no wonder why he said the podcast is just there, because I've heard it for 3 months now, that same one line.
Right.
That's why nobody listens to us anyway.
You just became quantum podcast famous.
Quantum.
Yes.
Quantum
famous on a very tiny, tiny
there.
Level.
Speaking of tiny, tiny level, Gallo just walked up.
Hello, everybody.
That's for the bald joke earlier.
Hey, that was a bald and short joke. So
yeah, he got me on bald and short, so I get that one. But we were talking about it earlier.
Yep.
We're on day two of O Comic Con.
Yeah.
We've had some exciting stuff happen. You and Jerry moderated some panels yesterday.
Yeah, we did. We did. I had one with three comic creators about web comics and web presence. And then,
So that's where our audience was.
Right, exactly.
For
they
our
were
panel.
There, right. Yes. They said, oh, this is the there.
This is the there.
This is totally there. It's not just there. And then I had Barbara Goodson, who's a voice actress, most famous for Rita Repulsa. For Power Rangers, so I think she said
the good Rita Repulsa,
make my monster grow, probably at least 7 or 8 times during the panel. So, and she said they did definitely when it was just them. That was a dirty joke.
I was
going to
say, did nobody in the panel room go phrasing?
Right,
phrasing.
Yeah,
we're not doing phrasing anymore.
Did she do it in the traditional like scary voice, or did she just say it?
No, she definitely said it in the scary voice.
Say,
yeah, I don't even know if she has the ability to say it in her own regular voice.
Right, that she said it so many times, and that voice, it just comes out that way.
She said they wanted her to, when she initially got asked to do it, they were going to have her do it like as a Wicked Witch of the West sort of thing.
Okay.
And so she did it that way. They recorded it, and then they came back later and said, yeah, they didn't like the Wicked Witch take on it, so we're not going to use you. And she's like, but that's what you asked me to
do. Right.
Like, I could have done a different one if you wanted it to. Like, yeah, sorry, we're just going to do auditions. And
can you do it in a Matthew McConaughey accent?
She plays bongos. Man, make my monster grow.
Make my monster grow, Lincoln.
Yeah. So she auditioned for it, and they were like, yes, that's what we wanted. And she's like, I could have done that before.
This is what I wanted to do the first time
around.
Exactly. We could have saved us all 30 extra seconds today.
And a bunch of audition people, like people's times.
Yeah, because at the time it wasn't digital. They're like, so you're using up all that film.
Well, when she started doing...
Probably was digital.
Well, no, I mean just the people's times to come and audition probably too.
Right, right, right. When she started doing Japanese voiceover stuff, it was... Like, literally, they would have the line and the amount of time. Like, she couldn't even... She wasn't even watching the video to do it to that. It was like, you've got 3 seconds to say this line. This line needs to take 4 seconds just to match up with the mouth flaps. And that was all she had. That was really? All she had. I was like, okay.
So I picture her with that on you know, on the board in front of her. She's got the microphone and a stopwatch in her hand.
Exactly.
She's like, oh, we got to do it again, guys. That was 3.5
Make
seconds. Not 4.
Nope.
Yeah, so she's done a ton of stuff. I've got today, I've got another one with her, and then one with Dennis Hopeless and Aaron Gillespie. Hopefully, at least, I know Dennis Hopeless is here. I haven't seen Aaron Gillespie yet this weekend, so we'll see. It could just be me and Dennis.
There we
so
go.
We'll see. That could be right. Interesting. And then tomorrow I've got one with Ali Cantarella and Jenna Ayoub and Kaylin Smith about basically being your own boss in comics, so... how to sort of manage that aspect
it's
of it.
Fruitless. That's the end of the podcast, or the end of the panel. If you had me on it, that's what I'd say. It was 2 years of effort. That's what it was.
That was definitely one.
It was there.
There was definitely
2 years of effort there. Was there.
It wasn't good. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't good. It wasn't bad. It was there.
There.
No, so speaking of Allie, I got a great story for you, John.
Yeah, yeah. I love
Allie. She's fantastic. She's all around an incredible human being.
Yes.
And she's super talented, too.
Yes.
But we went to eat last night, and she sat down at the table next to us. And my daughter, who everybody, like, obviously any dad's going to say my daughter's adorable. But
sure.
Everybody else at the con has also said that. So she's learned that everybody feels that way. So she's learned at a convention, I can go around.
She's
I can be
game.
Super cute and sweet.
Right.
And now my hands are full of free stuff.
Right.
Like, that's how it works. So she's at Allie's booth. And so Allie tells her while we're at dinner, you need to come back by my booth tomorrow, because when she was at the booth yesterday, she was like, oh, your coloring book's so pretty. I love it so much. And all this, and she's complimenting Allie's coloring book. And I guess just looking cute doing so. And some guy is shopping Allie's booth as well. And so Evie walks away and the guy goes, I want to buy that coloring book for that little girl. It was just too adorable. So she's got the coloring book waiting at Allie's booth that some just random guy bought for and left at the
awesome.
Booth. And I was like, man, I need to go back to being 7, and I probably wasn't that adorable, but some level of adorable. Gally, you didn't even know me at 7. Quit shaking your head.
I bet even now you could get some free stuff, but you're just going to have to work it a little bit more.
Let me
you're
work
just gonna have
it.
To, yeah, exactly. There's going to, I mean, it's going to be some tit for tat. I'm sorry.
Right.
There's some quid for your quote.
I'm gonna have to. That's why I'm showing some leg this weekend.
Oh yeah,
with
absolutely.
Shorts,
no,
right?
No, there's some quantum leg right, right? there for sure.
Some quantumly pale leg. That's for sure. I do live in a place that's closer to the sun, but it doesn't mean any of my body gets exposed to it at any time. So
say there's that image that was going around. It was all the different suntans.
The one extra mile.
That 1 mile makes all the difference.
It's a lot closer. It's a lot closer.
92 million.
You guys run a mile, and then you'll be like, okay, a mile's a lot closer.
Well, sure, but that's horizontal.
Horizontal.
Not vertically a mile.
Wow.
That's true. And you were teaching your students to jump much more than a mile. So
right.
The mile
oh
is
they had to do
pretty
it
short
from
distance.
Denver. That was the whole problem.
Right. Yeah, that's
yeah.
why we went.
That's why they couldn't make it, because Kansas City's elevation to Denver's elevation.
Right. And the drag, too.
Yeah.
And there's so much more
those
air resistance,
Denver's
so much more drag.
The physics kids in Denver are sure making it to the moon, though,
right.
I tell you what.
Right. Well, we were joking
Especially
about
it. On summer vacation right now.
Yeah, exactly. I went skydiving, and you go up to 14,000 feet, and it's like, yeah, but in Denver, that's not that high. You're still not.
Okay. So if you're used to skydiving in Kansas City, just remember now that you're doing it in Denver, pull the parachute cord earlier,
much
or
earlier.
You're going to run into the ground. You're going to run into the ground.
Yeah. You probably want to go out on a static
I
line.
Mean, this
you
is,
wanted the chute already open.
Obviously, this is all accurate because John knows physics, right?
Right.
Like,
oh,
so
yeah.
We are not straying from the truth or from science here at all on this podcast.
That's why it's sex-centered science, too, have you?
Right.
Clearly.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to get too... You got to be careful about truth and science.
You don't want to mix those terms because they're obviously very
different.
The truth
and fact are different words. They do mean different things.
That's fair.
So I just got to be careful.
That's
fair. A little bit careful. Right?
Just
am I right?
A little bit. No.
Okay.
A fact is a state of affairs that happens to be true.
Is that that's the definition of it? I mean, that's what you say because you're just pushing your agenda.
It's totally not like the widely accepted definition of the word fact, but that is Heidegger's definition of the word fact.
Yeah. Not a scientist, Heidegger.
But philosopher of language.
So we can ignore him.
Oh, my God. Bitcoin is an actual coin with a crypto chip in it.
Yeah.
Can you use it as a jump drive?
I mean, why not?
All
sure.
Right.
Let's do it.
And
let's figure it
in
out.
In the drive, this is what you're buying into. There's already a number that's loaded, and that's how many coins you technically have worth
yeah,
the value.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
now, what that equates to a dollar, we haven't figured that out yet.
If you lose your Bitcoin with your information on it, then it's lost forever.
So it makes it basically just money.
So we're taking the negatives of physical currency and the negatives of cryptocurrency and combining them into one. This is brilliant. Brilliant.
Super negative currency.
Right.
But two negatives, you make a positive.
This is American
Nerds
Business Foundation at its finest here.
Nerds would buy the shit out of it.
As long as you call it collector coin. Everybody's on it. I'm all over that. Limited edition collector's coin. I'm on it. We all are buying it.
I thought you said collective coin.
Right. Pushing these agendas.
This is the money of the collective.
We're pushing these scientific collective agendas on this episode.
We could call it like a comic coin, but then it's just going to be called the commie coin.
Commie coin, yeah. That's what my wife always calls it, Comic-Con. Are you going to Comic-Con?
Comic-Con.
Better red than dead, honey. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to say goodbye. I got to get ready to moderate a panel.
Well, thank you, John, for joining us. Again, worst comic podcast ever.
My pleasure, always.
Oh,
who's rubbing my head now?
That's now the new coin. The new coin of the realm is getting a chance to rub his head.
That's the limited edition sale right there.
It should automatically transfer one Bitcoin over to you.
Now worth how many? What are we calling it again?
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. So David has the 3 Bitcoins. Of value. We'll get you your physical currency to show that you have your cryptocurrency when we roll all this out. You're going to have to listen to this episode to understand it because I'm not explaining it. This is how I get listeners.
I'm not 100% sure if you listened to it, you would understand
yeah,
either.
Probably not, but this is how we get listeners.
We had a good time along the way.
We get listeners. I'm not going to tell you at what point in the episode we explain it, but somewhere in this hour of rambling, your answer is there. Good luck.
True.
But economics can be sexy. Quantum economics.
All right, so John, worst comic podcast ever.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir, for joining us. We've actually got a decent-sized audience. We know everybody here, though, but does anybody want to jump in on that fourth mic? We've got space. Come on, Gallo.
Get on.
Gallo, we don't have Gallo on many of the episodes here. So Gallo, who is a huge part of, of every brand that's here. Comic-Con, Project Nerd, everything like that. How's your Comic-Con going, Gallo?
You know what? It's going really good. Everybody's waiting for the second shoe to drop because everything's been going so smoothly.
Right.
You know, but it's all like in front of the curtain, everything is going smoothly. Behind the scenes, it's still mad chaos running up
and down.
But
that means you guys are doing your jobs.
But everybody's doing their jobs, and a lot of people are like, what do we do? You know, so that's actually a good thing because it seems like everybody that is here, you know, every year we get somebody new, but for the most part, we keep getting returning vendors and returning podcasters, and so everybody kind of knows where they go, and it's all going great.
It is. On the front side, we're lucky enough to get a window into both sides as well, and I would say even behind the curtain, compared to what we've seen at other cons, or even on days past at this con, it's looking really great. And we had good, and we're telling too, our podcast panel on an early Friday afternoon had a good turnout. That cosplay Q&A was pretty much full. Like people are definitely interested in the content that's going on. As always, we got the OFF, Omaha Film Festival, set up out there with some shorts. That's fun. Wrestling going on in the exhibit hall. And they're giving out the awesome O Comic-Con championship belts. So that's really cool.
Yeah, that was really neat. And yesterday I actually got to take some photos with it. And it's just like, that's my... That's my career in wrestling right there. Right. You know, I got to hold a belt and
got to hold the
stand
belt.
At the entrance retired. And take a picture. You know, I'm done.
He's retired.
I'm retiring a champ.
Retiring as champion, obviously, because he had the belt in possession. So
that's
he's
right.
clearly the champion when he retired.
Yeah, that's no, right.
No way to get out of that.
I feel like we need a Facebook Live video of that, you announcing your retirement with the belt over your shoulder.
You know what? I'll actually do that.
We'll
That'd
do that, but make sure we'll get all the photographers we know here to get close enough to you so flashes are, like, flashing off. So it looks like all these people are there. So you're just doing the short video with
just
all these flashes
a
off.
Strobes just
yeah.
going.
Yeah, we'll just set up strobe lights so it looks that way. Put the belt over your shoulder.
Everybody
and we'll
grab
add
their
the
phones.
Echo to the microphone so you get the whole, you know, the whole effect.
Today is the greatest day.
Right, exactly.
Just everybody turn their lights on their phones right. on and off and on like, and off.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. The flashlight feature on there. We're too cheap for strobes. We're doing that.
Get a picture of the Washington Monument in the right, background. In the background.
It's not how you do it. It's
the flag
how it looks.
Is waving. The flag is waving, like kind of like overlapped in, like transparent over the top. A single tear coming down his cheek. Just one. Only
a bunch
one.
Of chance of no. No.
No.
No.
No.
No.
No. We'll open with like the.
One arm and
we'll open with like 60s go. Video of don't the women screaming go. For the Beatles, but they're screaming for Gallo, clearly.
But you know what's really cool? And I gotta say this specifically to you, Iggy. It's to see the Project Nerd brand here. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, we've had a journey. We've taken a trip. And it's good to see it back. It's good to see you back. It's good to have you have the colors and the presence in the panels, in the podcasts, just in on the vendor floor itself. It's a part of O-Comic-Con.
It is.
We really do think that, you know, you have grown with the brand and you've been here since the beginning. So cheers to being back.
Well, thank you, sir. We've talked about a lot on some of the recordings we've done already about part of that being the 2 years of trying some other things and some successful, some not, but really now focusing on, we just want to get that, just do the fun stuff we do with Project Nerd. Cause this is the fun stuff. It's stressful at times, especially when we help with behind the scenes stuff, but it's fun. It's a blast. And we get to hang out. I think we're going to do that group photo today. And I'm just looking forward to that because it's going to be like 30 of us over there. And I'm like, this is my family right here. This is my family. It's fantastic being with them. And I enjoy it. But along the way, too, you're talking about the journey. It's been a personal journey for these past few years, too. And just seeing where, having an open, clear head now to see where Project Nerd needs to go. And I think we got it right on the back on the right tracks. But, yeah, it's been a few years since we've done a podcast setup. And it's been like 9 months since we've done a booth at all. So I'm happy to be set up as well. Learning a lot of what I need to get back to get our booth back to where we need to get it. But
we'll show you what right looks
right?
like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My children have grown and are teaching me. The student
now.
Has become the master.
The student has Give me that it. Pebble.
So, yeah. But it's fun. No, O-Comic-Con's always great. We've been all 4 years, and I'm really excited because we keep dropping year four. And Gallo knows a little bit about this, and I can't talk too much about it, obviously, as well. But some of the ideas Matt has for the five-year anniversary, super exciting. Like, beyond exciting, even if only a few of those come into play, like year five at O-Comic-Con, I'm going to need to take 2 weeks off of work because it's going to be a blast. It's going to be fantastic. So
the week before and the week
yeah,
after.
Yeah, Matt has always had this idea of, you know, I mean, just the fact that at some point we'll be able to get the whole story, you know, from day one to where we are at the five-year anniversary. You know, it talk about a journey, you know. Here's a guy, and you know, here's two people that took a total chance on a. Oh,
that's the other shoe.
So,
the power just went out.
Yeah, for those that not obviously can't see,
the power didn't go out because we're still
the lights went out, and
oh wait, no, yep, the lights
during the show in the expo hall. Now we're fully back on. It was only a split second, but of course, because
somebody hit the
we are
switches.
All adults here, people had to act like children when it happened and hoot and holler.
It was a big cheer. Woo!
I will say that yesterday when that happened, Drew and I both simultaneously were able to say, who's in my mouth?
Without any prompting.
No prompting whatsoever.
Old throwback Dane Cook joke.
Well, it's good to see that sex theater and science has grown.
Yeah. We're obviously all adults here.
We're all on the same quantum level here. We have this entanglement between our brains. But then, like, the group next to us is like, wow, you guys are really, like, synced up. And we're like, yeah, we're really good at finishing each other's sandwiches.
Yes.
All right.
So that just like I was saying, it's just great to, you know, it would be cool to maybe have a sit down and get that story, you know, of from what you were thinking then and what you're thinking 5 years later, you know.
Well, I know a podcast that can help him tell that story over the next year.
Yeah. We have a before take that. And after.
You're not taking that from me. You're not taking that from me. You're taking everything else.
Did you get a podcast with Matt Fouillon on year one?
We've got
year two.
Matt's on our podcast like multiple times a year. Like, he's just on our podcast. So
that's true.
You want to throw that around? All no.
Right. I'm just saying we've got one from the second year.
That's that actually now you really say that. Well, and I know we're still recording, but we need to get all those all the times we have him on stuff and like put it into like a seamless one and put it out there for year five for him.
Or maybe do it together. Record both podcasts at the same time. And
it's like we're on one website or something.
Yeah, well, what like I'm saying is like...
a press conference.
We do like the like clips from him talking about it in year one, clips from him talking about it in year two, like, and just see the
evolution. You could do like a Jersey Shore type thing where they have him sit down and listen to the old clips and ask him where his head is.
I quit listening like to you Jersey after Shore. You said Jersey Shore.
Yeah. So well, okay, the reality TV type deal.
Yeah, let's do a behind-the-scenes reality TV type video. And every time we cut to Matt sitting there, he looks like he's about to jump out a window stressed because that's Matt's...
That's all the time.
That's Matt's OCC persona there, yeah. For sure. All right. Yeah, O Comic Con. We love it. It is, 4 years. You guys brought up earlier, year one, you guys showed up. Year two, you started setting up. We've been involved with it since the get-go as well. Gallo's been around for a few... Gallo's got O Comic Con tattoo on himself.
I do.
He's
I
committed.
Do.
He has,
I've been here for the last 3 years. It's been fun.
Semi-permanent tattoo.
Semi-permanent. Or? Like, fully
permanent. Oh, man.
Permanent.
Fully permanent yes. tattoo there.
I mean, let's see.
We got to get Matt to get one now, too.
He wants one.
I know.
He wants one.
Some of the other people that are involved with the show, too, were like, now we got to step our game up because Gallo's got the tattoo. We've got to really show our commitment,
too. I was the first.
I was first. Gallo, lead the way.
The O Comic Con teardrop tattoo.
Just the tiniest little O Comic Con.
I've spilled blood at this tattoo.
I've been. You can see how many tears he has. Oh, so Gallo's done three shows. He's got three teardrops.
I was thinking about doing like little hash marks.
Just add them at the bottom.
Yeah.
It could be work. Could work. Now who's behind? Everybody comes up behind me and does something to
it's
me.
It's the way I told you we should have left the
all
table.
All right, well, I
got
get back
I
to
got
work.
A pretty wink on that one, though,
all right.
At least.
Well, thank you for joining us, Gallo. It's always
thanks
a pleasure to see you.
Yeah. Enjoy your five-minute break. If you need a bottle of water, you know where to find them.
Yeah, we got some. I got an ice cold Coca-Cola over here, too.
No, in the mini Coke fridge.
That's right.
Yeah, it's full of stuff.
I got Coke and Coke Zero in there.
We don't follow the convention hall rules.
It latches on the side.
What we're doing right now is we're observing Gallo open the mini fridge. Oh, there's a lot of Cokes in there.
They can fit eight Cokes.
Oh, share
it's
one
Coke
with the
Zero
champion.
You like that?
That's what he got. I'll wait for it.
It was
perfect, dude. I could hear it over the speaker and everything.
Oh,
it sounded
so
great. Man, Coca-Cola better give us some money for that.
We do it almost right every podcast.
We do that almost
oh,
every.
Oh, do you? Well,
I have a.
I got too excited for it then.
Nah, I mean, it's almost like an annoyance thing at this
nah,
point.
Nah, brah. Nah, brah.
There's been so much Coke spilled on these.
We sniffed so much Coke off it.
Yeah, Coke.
Coca-Cola, clearly.
Well.
All right, guys. I'm looking at the time here. So for this episode, we want to wrap up in 8 or 9 minutes. So as usual, since we have about a 10-minute, it's like we're coming in on the runway. We've got to prepare for that runway time because if not, we'll go another 30 minutes.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so any cosplays you guys have?
Sun's getting real low, guys.
Sun's getting real low, big guy. I say that to my daughter all the time.
Appropriate. That's appropriate as a parent to use that line. Speaking of as a parent.
Hello.
So what were you going to ask something about cosplay, Drew?
Oh, I was going to say, you guys seen any good cosplays that you guys enjoyed? And I know we were talking about this a little earlier when we were talking about the
cosplay
contest.
So far, our friends, obviously Esmeralda Von Katz and the others, did the Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus, and Baroness Von T, one of the guests here, was the zombie boyfriend Billy. That was a cool little group for a Friday.
Did they do that? Was it planned?
Yeah, it was planned.
Okay. I didn't know. I didn't realize if it was planned or not.
It was a planned group for sure. And, I mean, obviously, like I said, we're recording really early on Saturday. So the big guns that are coming out today for the contest, we haven't had a chance to see yet.
Yeah, we've seen Seen some people.
We've seen some. Oh, one. I just thought of one to call out. The kid that was dressed up as Howard the Duck yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and he had the guitar and everything. Yeah, it was fantastic. And since he was a kid, he was the right height. Evie, sure, you have something to add? My daughter has joined us.
It's the contest today?
The contest is today, sweetie.
No! I didn't bring my costume.
Oh, no, not the kids' contest. That's tomorrow. I'm sorry. You're good. You're still good.
You startled me.
I startled. She's one for the dramatics, folks. All right. Since I'm stealing this for one of my episodes, and we have a few minutes left, what we like to do, obviously, and wrap up, you guys are familiar with, our final thoughts of the episode. Josh, Drew, you got any final thoughts for this recording?
Final thoughts for the beginning of day two. Don't put Twinkies on your pizza.
That's good advice.
Yeah. That's just the tip for you.
Just the tip. Trademark Josh and Iggy. Drew?
I'm not part of that.
Were you part of Just the Tip organizing?
I'm literally standing right here.
Okay.
And we were
Hold on. Rewind. Trademark. Drew. Iggy. Josh. Did an alphabetical order there.
Dig.
Okay. Okay, Evie, you do your final thought next since your hand's up. Go ahead.
Or she's
I'm saying
saluting
go ahead.
Somebody.
Okay. Can I go see Courtney soon?
Yes.
Because I brought a treat for her.
Okay, we're almost done recording, and I will take you over there as soon as we're done.
Yay!
All right,
that's
Drew.
That's a good final thought.
Drew, yeah, hey, I topped that final thought, Drew.
Yeah, don't be late. Just show up to the thing, because then you won't hear about awesome photo shoots.
4 minutes, Drew. It was 4 minutes late.
He was 4 minutes late.
What'd you do? Oh.
He didn't know about the photo shoot.
I'm like, okay. My final thought is, if we all just love one another, the world would be a better place.
Right,
I don't know.
Jerry
I was trying
Springer.
To think of something deep here. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, I totally want Jerry Springer on that.
My final thought.
Josh is the Katie final. Couric of the podcast. I'm the Jerry Springer of the podcast.
I'm the
Evie has another final thought. We've got a couple minutes to burn. Go for it.
My dad is crazy.
Wow.
That's.
I get told how great of a dad I am all the time off of a microphone, but actually being recorded,
you know
she's going to go with crazy.
That, though? Haley on one of Eminem's hit tracks.
My dad's going crazy.
So
I'm being compared to Eminem as a father. Thank you very much.
Hey, he's super successful.
As a father, though, that might be in question.
I mean, she's a college
she's
graduate.
She's
going to
recant.
Haley.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, I mean, she's done pretty good for herself.
Okay.
She's yes. going to.
Okay, third final thought for Evie. Go ahead.
You're a good dad, and you're a crazy dad, and you're a thoughtful dad, and you're a loving dad, and all sorts of stuff.
Now she's just playing it
Make sure the recording's going for that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to play that back for her in 10 years when she's like, God, Dad, you won't let me do anything.
Slam the door.
I just want to go buy 20 puppies, and you just don't let me go buy 20 puppies.
Make it 25.
I'm going to go buy 20 puppies.
Are the puppies?
Though.
Are you going to go check on the puppies while
yes,
we wrap up,
yes,
and then we'll
yes,
go
yes,
visit
Bob,
our friends
Bob,
over there.
Come take my microphone, and I'll just go over and see the puppies.
Well, we'll get Bob on the next episode because we're going to wrap this up. So as always,
bye.
As always, bye. But yes, as always, we'll catch you next week, same nerd time, same nerd channel. Signing off, Josh, Drew, and Iggy.
Bye.
Bye, friends.